the calendar, keep the crews on the go. Turn every quote into a yes, you know. Cleaning company, theplaybook.com. Build a business that runs on its own.
This is the Cleaning Company Playbook Podcast, short practical audio for house cleaning companies who want more calls and more booked work. I'm Steve Meitler, the editor. Today's episode, September is the best month of the year to sign recurring cleaning clients. Spring gets attention and fall gets the clients. Why September and October convert better for recurring house cleaning, and a four-week plan to use the window. Ask 10 cleaning company owners when their big season is, and 9 will say spring. They are half right. Spring is when the phone rings most. It is not when the best clients sign. Spring inquiries skew heavily toward one-time work. Spring cleans, deep cleans, get the house ready for guests cleans. Those are good revenue and poor retention. The fall window, roughly the last week of August through the end of October, produces a different caller. School is back, routines have reset, the summer chaos is over, and the person calling has decided they are done cleaning their own house. That person signs up for bi-weekly service and stays for years. Three practical reasons the window works. Household routines are being set. People make ongoing commitments in September the way they make one-time resolutions in January. A recurring cleaning service is a routine purchase, and it gets slotted in with the rest of the fall schedule. Ad competition drops. Home service advertisers move budget to the spring and holiday peaks. Cost per click on residential cleaning terms in most metros softens noticeably between Labor Day and mid-October compared to April. Your crews have capacity. August is the hardest staffing month of the year in this industry, and by mid-September, the schedule has usually settled. Signing recurring clients you can actually serve is the entire point, and it is the reason pushing hard in April so often backfires. The four-week plan. Week 1. Fix what the traffic lands on. Before spending a dollar, look at your Google business profile as a stranger would. 37.3% of house cleaning companies have no website linked. 62.7% have no hours listed. If either of those is you, that is the week's work. Add the services list with real descriptions and prices, add 10 photos of finished rooms, and put your hours in, including Saturday if anyone answers Saturday. The profile guide has the full setup. Week 2, turn on the recurring campaign. One Google Ads search campaign, exact and phrase match, aimed at recurring intent. House cleaning service, maid service, bi-weekly cleaning, weekly house cleaning, plus your city names. Not deep clean terms, not move-out terms. Those are separate campaigns with separate budgets, for reasons the Google Ads guide walks through. Point the ads at a page that shows the frequency ladder with prices. Weekly, bi-weekly, every 4 weeks, one time, all four visible. Half the selling happens on that page. Week 3. Work the list you already have. The cheapest recurring clients in September are people who already paid you once. Pull every one-time client from the last 18 months and send a short text. Hi Karen, this is Dana at Ridgeline. We cleaned your place in Timnath back in May. We are opening fall recurring slots, and I have 2 Thursday openings. Bi-weekly runs, $155 for your house. Want one? A list of 300 past clients typically produces 4 to 8 recurring signups from a message like that, at zero cost. Send it once, follow up once, then stop. Week 4, convert everything at the door. Every deep clean, every one time, every move in September gets the same ask before the crew leaves. Do you want me to put you on the calendar for 2 weeks from today? That is the highest converting sentence in the business, and it costs nothing. The pricing guide covers how to frame it. What not to do in this window? Do not run a deep discount on the recurring rate to fill slots fast. A $20 per visit discount on a bi-weekly client costs you 26 times a year, forever. Discount the first clean instead. Do not book beyond your staffing. 6 open recurring slots means by 6, not 15. Cancellations from an overbooked calendar generate exactly the reviews that make October harder. Do not stop in November because the holiday deep clean rush starts. The recurring clients signed in September are the ones still paying you next June, which is the whole point of preferring them. The measurement that matters. Count recurring clients signed, not leads. A September that produces 40 leads and 5 recurring clients is worse than one that produces 18 leads and 11. Lead counts are how platforms report, and they are not how this business grows. Check yourself against the benchmark report at the end of October. If your review count moved and your recurring roster grew, the window worked. If neither moved, the problem is almost never the ads. It is the phone, the profile, or the ask at the door. Any of this can be run for you free for 14 days, in your own accounts, no card. Text or call 385-832-6175. That's the episode. The written version of this guide, with every number and a checklist you can print, is on the site, cleaningcompanyplaybook.com. Everything we cover there is offered as a free 14-day trial for house cleaning companies. No card, no contract, nothing to cancel. Text or call 385-832-6175 to start, or use the form on the site. Thanks for listening.